are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
We have a special guest here today.
Oh my god.
Cecil, you're going to speak? Are you going to say your first words?
Fuck you, ma'am.
Bad examples.
Oh my god.
She loves a microphone. So yeah,
this is what life's like. Just goes, I'm like, how have you been? She's like, well, I've learned to do some, you know, pretty much everything with just one hand. I was like, wow.
It's so
she
sick.
Literally only has one hand to do anything. She is being so like right her right now, her holding her is I'm taking a picture of it so you guys could see it when this time is a time comes. Oh my god,
you have to see this child, what she's doing right now. Oh my god.
So funny.
She's very chatty. You can have your own show.
Oh my god, so funny.
You know, it's like, it's just like, I know it's hard. I know, like, oh, being a mom is the hardest job in the world. Like, I know it's hard. I've heard Tracy fucking complain about it. I've seen her fucking in action. This shit's no joke. It's a no joke.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, come to my mom's pool and we'll hang out in the backyard and I'll watch the baby and you could lay out. And she's like, yeah, okay. She's like, that would require me getting in her in the car by
myself. I was like, oh, you mean leave the house and know what to do with her? Like, if she starts crying or doing anything? Like, no.
Yeah.
I am. So, all right. So, what you guys pretty much missed at the end of our lovely labor episode was what went down after.
No joke.
So,
I couldn't get in contact. Let me you know, I couldn't contact Jessica for like literally 3.5 weeks. I hadn't spoke to her. Every time I text her, I was like, are you alive? Are you okay? She'd be like, yeah, just a rough day. I'm like, okay.
Tracy's like, I'm going to come by. I'm like, not a good day. Tracy's like, what the fuck's going on?
I was
on
like, what's
house?
Happening? I swear to God, I thought like Cecily was possessed or something and like holding you guys hostage. I was almost worried. I was like, just blink twice if she's holding you hostage.
Blink twice.
Yeah, I was nervous. Monkey.
So, all right. I gave birth at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? That was all fun and games. I felt great. I had the drugs in me still. I would talk to you guys, talk to Tracy. I was like, woo, baby's here. I'm not even in fucking pain. Life is great. C-sections are great. Well, later that day, I started feeling sick and I wasn't able to hold down any food. And everybody, you know, you guys were asking me like, why are you in the hospital for a week? Well, so I was, all right, imagine having stomach surgery where you're literally cut open like a fish.
Filleted.
I'm filleted. Mm-hmm. Your stomach area hurts so much to clear your throat is painful in your abdomen. Like, think about how much you use your abs to do what? Everything?
Everything. Get up, walk,
yeah,
speak.
Everything. So, you know, to even, like, do it, like, cough hurt.
Yeah.
I was projectile motherfucking vomiting the entire day. It was the worst pain day of my entire life. I've never ever had anything like that happen to me ever. It was excruciating, and I know why the windows in hospitals do not open now, because
you jump.
I was like, get how do I end the suffering? It was horrible. So they took me to get x-rays, and I had air in my intestines, and pretty much there was a procedure they could do to help that, but the first thing to do was to like get any food or water out of my system first. So I wasn't able to eat or drink. I couldn't even have a goddamn ice chip. And so we did that for a few days. I like literally fasted and I felt better, thank god. But it was pretty brutal. And because of all that,
god, she's so cute, I can't handle it.
Because of all that, I got a super late start on being a mom. I was literally out of commission for a few days there. Like,
yeah.
You know, everything the first 2 days would make me gag. Like, I remember Dennis was like, hey, do you want to see the baby? And I'm like, if I see the baby, she'll make me throw up. He was put the TV on. I'm like, the TV is making me throw up. Like,
oh my god.
He tried talking to me. I'm like, you're making me throw up. Like, he couldn't even eat in the room. I was like, get away from me. Like, everything was making me just sick to my stomach. So literally, like, they handed him the baby and they were like, here you go, dad. And me and Dennis don't know what the fuck we're doing. So yeah, he had to do this.
Isn't it
by himself.
Crazy that they just like send you home with a baby?
Yeah. Even in the hospital.
I'm like, Dennis, they don't even do like
Dennis goes,
a mental check.
A diaper? Like, What?
They don't even do like a mental check. Like, is this woman sane to take this baby home? They don't check you for nothing. They're like, oh, you feel great? Sign this paper.
It's wild. Like, even the day they discharged me, like, mm-hmm. they discharged me because I was healthy. And I was like, well, what about the kid?
Yeah.
And they were like, you get to take her home now. And I was like, shit.
Yeah. And your job is to go bring her to the doctor.
And after a week in the hospital, you're kind of like, I'm used to this. Like, I don't want to leave. Like, please don't make me leave.
Yeah. It's almost like, wow, I have like this person checking up on me to yes. do my job to make sure I don't have to like worry about if she's okay or not. And then it's gone.
You know, I was breastfeeding. And then when I got really sick, I obviously couldn't breastfeed. I had to give her a bottle. And when they, you know, came back to, when she came back to the boob, she was like, nah, F that. Like, I want the bottle. So this is how the lactation consultant explained it to me. I thought this was kind of interesting. She was like, okay, so the baby's had the bottle, right? The mm-hmm. bottle's like you going out to a restaurant.
Yep.
She's like, the nipple is like if you had to farm your own food and then slay it. And then wait for it to be done. It's, you know, it's more work. It's way more work. Yeah. We're like the bottle, like the formula flows right into her mouth. So she's bottle spoiled. Like she doesn't want your boob at this point, right?
Yeah.
So lactation consultant's coming in. And
which I'm surprised they let you off the hook so easy because I was like,
Tracy, they made Dennis milk me. He milked me.
It's not funny. I have nipples, Greg. Could you
it's
milk
not
me?
Not funny. I like couldn't figure it out. And Dennis was like, here, let me try. And I'm like, get away from me. You know how I am. I'm so mm-hmm. fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, and you know, when the lactation consultant's going, do you mind? And I'm like, do I mind that you milk me? Yeah, yeah, I pretty much do. Fuck it. So now I have on one boob this woman rubbing. No, it's not even rubbing. It's like expanding your nipples and stretching them. And then Dennis on the other side giving it a whirl. And I'm like, this is my actual nightmare.
Yeah.
Like I've, you know, I went into the hospital so cute. I brought my own outfits. I had my, you did my hair.
It was so funny. She made me come here the day before she went into the hospital. And like me and 75 nurses laughed at her when she walked in. She was like, I got my hair done for this. And they wanted to be like, oh, honey, that's cute.
Yeah. And
so cute.
My dumb ass forgot a brush and I was in the hospital for 7 days and the nurses are handing me a comb like, here, you can comb through that rat's nest.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like,
Jess's hair is like my hair. It's so thick.
So after 7 days of not brushing and not being able to shower, I mean, it was just, and I literally, when one of the nurses was so nice, all I wanted to do was brush my goddamn teeth. I mean, it was just a nightmare. Like, and then coming home, you know, after the C-section, which I was not prepared for, so you're always, I guess, apparently a little swollen after being on like the IV and giving birth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I left the hospital bigger than when I went in. I turned into fucking Bigfoot. I was literally Bigfoot.
Your foot?
My entire body from my feet to my legs were so swollen. It was actually scary. And
was your body just retaining water or was it just freaking out?
Yes, because I had the IV for almost the full goddamn week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And I could not lift up my own leg when I got home to put my underwear on.
Oh, your leg?
And I was crying.
I was crying. My leg hurt.
I was crying about my leg.
When Jess is in pain, she gets southern. I couldn't even lift my leg.
I literally got out of the bathroom, my pants around my knees. And I like, Dennis, I can't put my fucking diaper on. Like,
oh, my God.
It's a nightmare. You're bleeding after a C-section? Who knew that? I thought that was only vaginal you bleed.
No.
What a scam.
Yeah. No, you get like, it's both. Basically, you might as well have gotten both.
Might as well have gotten both. And I'm like, oh, you bleed the same amount of time. Cool. Cool. Cool.
That's good times.
Oh, so I'm still wearing the diaper. Cool. Yeah. Oh, I can't even put it on myself. Like, it was brutal. And I was like in a really, like, just like depressed, bad place. And I couldn't take care of the baby. Like, I couldn't. My mom's like, why don't you sit in the rocking chair? I'm like, bitch, you think I can get in and out of the rocking chair?
She said, bitch, you think I can get in a rocking chair?
I had Dennis had to put a freaking high chair, like a thing so I can get into bed. I could climb into bed. I couldn't get into bed by myself. For weeks, it was horrible. I had the worst recovery,
I was
think, of all time.
Jess, I'll come there and do everything. You just have to lay in bed. And she's like, no, I can't do it. I'm so miserable. I was like, all right.
I just physically was also like, it's the first time you're in front of a full length mirror. And like, I could see my scar. And like, when I got home, I'm so much better now. Like, but in the moment, you don't think, you're like, oh, this is me. I'm a monster. Like, I'm Frankenstein. Like, that's what I was.
Don't think that.
And
that's miserable.
It was terrible. Like, I'm going to be graphic here.
Oh, God.
Fair
warning. We've warned you.
Alan earmuffs. My vagina was so, like, swollen.
Woof.
Like, from the C-section scar.
I didn't get that.
Do you know how low it is?
My pubes are growing over the scar. That's how low on my vagina it is. Wow. It has, it's not on your stomach. It's like, well, it's low. Well, you have to
get the baby. Yeah, she's all the way down there.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know firsthand, but like I assume
Britney
that...
Spears' low jeans could come in and you'd come back and you'd still never see the scar.
Whoa, her low rise?
Yeah,
her
low rise. Yep. You know where it's like the pubic bone showing? You still want to see a scar, but...
I mean, that's sick for bathing suits.
But think how close to your vag. So that whole area was so swollen. Goddamn swollen. And I was like, do I have a puffy vagina now? Am I like Puff Daddy? Is that my new name? Like, is that who I am?
Puff Hottie.
And I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, I'm a monster. Like, this is just a nightmare. What happened? Whose idea was this?
You know what I'm thinking, right?
Yes. Yes. That's what it looks like. I'm not joking.
I looked like that. Puff Daddy.
That's exactly what I thought also. Yes, I was like, yes, Ellen. She made these jokes and life came back to get her.
Except it actually truly might have been worse. It was just,
oh my God, amazing.
There honestly are no words for what I went through. And
I believe it.
You know what everyone's like? When the baby comes, you're going to make eye contact with her. And you're gonna forget the pain. No, I didn't forget the pain. Oh, I'm remembering the pain.
I literally forgot everything that I went through. So that's why I was like,
nah.
And three times.
Sorry, sassy girl, but that shit sucked. And, damn, you know, sass. I think because I was out of commission for so long that I like kind of missed that like first bonding time with her.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Even for the first few weeks, like with the first time I went to the pediatrician, I'm like, I couldn't carry her. I couldn't carry the...
sleeping?
She's chilling.
Oh, okay.
She... Hi, sweet girl. She, I couldn't carry her, you know, her car seat. I couldn't do any of those things. So Dennis, you know, was taking care of everything. And the pediatrician, you know, God bless her. She totally did not mean anything by this, but she was in the hospital every day with us, checking on the baby. And when we saw her for the first time, you know, Dennis is dressing her, undressing her. She was like, oh, this baby, whenever I think of her daddy. She's always with her daddy. And I'm like, damn. Like,
ouch.
Yeah. But like, that's what it was. And, so, you know, I'm, you know, so then you're like, oh, my friends are calling me, wants to see the baby. And I'm like, I can't see people. I'm such a hot mess. Like, I am embarrassed. I don't know how to, like, mom. I don't know how to do mom shit yet.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I was like, what did you say to me? I forget what it was. Something like, I don't even know what to do with the car seat. And I was like, Jess, somebody, whoever's helping you has to stop helping you. Like, whoever's doing whatever, I was like, just so you feel, you'll feel so much better. You know what I mean?
Wait, Trey, so you know when you leave the hospital, they make you take a postpartum questionnaire. It's 10 questions. Mm-hmm. If you score higher than a 10, it's not good. So I didn't know this. I'm filling it out. Living my best life. Dennis takes the paper and he reads it and he goes,
they're not going to let you take
it. Do you realize it says that if you score higher than a 10, that they're going to send a social worker to your house? And I go, well, what did I score? He goes, a 16.
Oh my God.
And I went, okay. So I go, nurse, can I get a new paper? I ripped it up. I threw it out. I scored it specifically under 10, whatever. So then we get to the pediatrician's office. I have to fill out the same fucking thing again. At this point, I'm like an expert at it. Filled it out exactly how I was supposed to do it. And I'm putting smiley faces on it. And Dennis is like, you're not going to fool the doctor.
It's like cheating on another level.
Yes, cheating.
These smiley faces, hearts on the eyes.
The questions are like, have you laughed since having the baby? I'm like, no. Nope, your smiley face. It's like, do the regular activities that once made you happy make you happy? Nope.
Jesus Christ.
It's just like, it's just a lot. And your life is just over. And it just
tell us how you really feel, Jess.
It's just a lot. And but it's been good. It's been good also connecting with a lot of other moms who like felt the same way, that it wasn't like a love at first sight, and like you're getting to know your daughter.
No, it's different for every person, so I don't expect that, but
like she's cute and all, but like
done check me out.
Like, I don't know, it just wasn't it wasn't that, like, it's every day I'm becoming closer, I'm getting more comfortable with her.
Well,
like,
I think that's what it is the more you do for her physically, like not like maybe do the bottle, but like doing stuff you felt uncomfortable doing that you now are comfortable doing, like even just picking her up and like burping her in like a more comfortable place, you'll feel a better connection with her because you're not scared. I think more of you were just really genuinely scared.
And
in
like
the beginning.
Not that I was mad at Dennis for being a good dad, but like it was frustrating for me to see him like just take to like the ease he had with it.
Yeah, it kind of just came naturally.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just frustrated. Like, he knew how to make her not cry, and I couldn't. I still am struggling at night. Like, he's like, you know, I'll wake him up and then. Hey, yo, come here. I'll wake him up and then. Oh shit.
Did she burp?
She hit her head on the headphones.
God. Mom ever.
Daddy! Oh,
Denny.
Oh, my God. But, like, you know, Dennis went back to work, so he gets up at 5 in the morning, and I'm not going to wake him up at 3 to mm-hmm. help me with the baby anymore.
Yeah.
But I am, because he's the only one who knows how to, like, soothe her. You know what I mean? But I am. I'm getting better with
it. But can you, like, is she sleeping with you or in her bed?
In the bassinet. Oh, no. Hell okay. No, she ain't sleeping with me. Co-sleeping, I will never understand.
I can't understand it past when they're at a 1 year old age. I can't do it past that.
I just
all my kids are in their own beds.
You're just with her all day long. Like, I just, no offense, but like, I just need a break. Like, I just
no,
need
of course. I did the co-sleeping for the first year because I felt it was easier on me to get sleep, to just roll over and help instead of having
was
to it, physically get out of bed,
was Corey walk in the bed down with the hall. You guys?
With me, yeah, with the babies, and then with Julian, we had already started like shit problems and stuff, so sure. Then I had him like move towards the other bed mm-hmm. with the girls, so it was different.
Smart.
But with the girls, yeah, we were in bed and we had the baby in the middle of us, and like he was always worried about like rolling over on her or that shit, and I'm like, honestly, your subconscious knows something's there. You're not going to, but I understand the fear.
Think of like the shit parents that just put the baby in the bed and like
maybe
fine.
We roll on her, maybe we don't. Like, oh well.
How about one mm-hmm. of the girls in my Facebook groups that I talk about all the time? The baby rolled off the bed,
wow.
And she goes, "I have a high bed and I have hardwood," and I like,
wow.
And I'm just
that's
like,
so scary,
it's terrifying. She's
no.
The baby's
no,
fine,
you have to have
but
guardrails.
I can't even imagine it.
Like. No, the baby has to have guardrails. That's why they put them in a bassinet, because there's nowhere they could go.
Oh, it is crazy, like how, I mean, I get.
But if you guys were where I'm sitting right now, Ceci's like laying on her chest. She's just like in heaven, just like laying with her mom. It's so cute. Like, there's just no words
to. Her eyes are open, right?
Yeah, she's just
close.
Literally laying with you.
They don't close.
Let me say it louder for the other moms in the back. They don't close.
Everyone's like, oh, newborns, they sleep for 23 hours. I go, It's not that she's like even fussy or annoying. It's just she's staring at you all the time. I'm like, stop staring at me, kid.
She looks exactly like her pictures. Like, a lot of people meet babies and they're like, she's so much tinier in pictures. She is literally what you thought I thought she was gonna get.
Those
like
big goddamn eyes.
She is so cute and so delicious.
She's, and like, I feel bad because she's honestly a really, really, really good baby.
Yeah,
like,
she doesn't cry unless she's hungry.
She's hungry, she cries, but then she stops as soon as she gets her bottle. She stops. She's,
bitch too. I get hangry.
Quiet for her diaper changes. She's quiet for her clothes changes. She loves the bathtub.
That's awesome.
She loves her, you know, her bassinet. Like, she's really good. Oh my God, the way Dennis swaddles her is so funny, because, you know, of course he has to do it, like, he's the best swaddler you've ever seen.
Real
they showed
quick.
Him once, the nurse goes to me, I showed your husband once how to swaddle, like, most parents leave here, they give up, they don't even do it at home. He's perfected the swaddle. I think he invented a new type of swaddle. He swaddles her, and if she's just wide awake looking around, it's like she just like her eyes shut. So yeah, just props to, you know, it's just a lot. And everyone told me it's a lot, but you really don't know until it happens to you. It's just a lot.
Listen, I feel bad because I feel like I told her, no matter what pain you felt, no matter what you went through, no matter what your labor was like, the second you see them, you'll forget all about it. And that's how it happened for me. But like, I could be wrong. I didn't say I was right all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been nice to connect with other moms who were like, you're not alone. Like, I didn't have that instant, you know, bondage moment.
It's fucking overwhelming.
Honestly, that's how I feel. I just, like, not that I want my old life back, but like, holy shit. Like, I've been a selfish person for 30 something years. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It's just a crazy transition for me.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, let me tell you, it's awesome. The family is just through the roof. And I have help, which is.
Right.
I would be in a really
imagine
bad place
you didn't.
That. No, no.
I know.
And
your mom and mother-in-law and father-in-law and dad all live like, what, 5 minutes away?
Yeah. They literally come by every day, and like, sometimes they'll just come by and let me sleep for an hour. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's honestly game changing. And I would be, you know, sometimes I go into like dark places and, you know, I get the baby blues, and
of course.
It's just nice to have help. And even it's nice to see them with her, because I
gives, like, you more hope.
Yeah. And I like learn different, like, I learn from watching them, like, how to do things I didn't think about. Like, when I was alone with her, I was just like feeding her, hoping she didn't die, and then just staring at her until she fell asleep.
Yeah.
My mom comes over and she's like, even when you just came over, you gave her the baby toy. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't think to do that.
She put her in the playpen, the pack and play. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I just bought all these toys for her. Like, let's give her one. And then she put it in her hand and she's like sitting there playing. She's like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. And I was like, just like any, even if
I would have waited until she was like two to give her that. I don't know.
No, even if it was like that burp cloth and you gave it to her, it's not big enough for her to get caught on her face, but like it's something that she could just sit there and rub. It's like soothing for her. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. Well, that's all the stuff. And like even the bunny that she loves. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my God. She
that
showed
was
me,
my mom that like goes, did that.
She goes, watch, look at how cute she is. And this little bunny was singing to her in her crib. And I was like, oh my God, she loves it. You know what's weird for me is that I forget that babies can hear. So I forget. So like sometimes when I'm on the phone with my nephew Justin, like I'm loud on FaceTime and she's like, he's sleeping, and I'm like, oh fuck, she could fucking hear, like it's crazy. And then when you're like, oh, watch the bunny sing to her, and I was like, oh my God, it's weird that like
she's
you totally
to it.
Forget
yeah.
once you've had a different experience that like she's just a regular little baby, like, and it's so weird and it must be like so overwhelming for everything, but like you do I totally was it's out of my element, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I forget that
it is it, you're that's what you're used to. Mm-hmm. I get that totally.
It's my normal. Yeah, so like I don't have to be quiet in my house. And here you have to be quiet when she sleeps. And I'm like, fuck, I don't like know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like my kids would literally not know what to do with a hearing baby in the house.
Yeah.
They're so loud. They're so loud.
Yeah. Like they don't understand whisper.
No,
like
Jaden totally was given this baby brother because God was like, this child is on another level of decimal and like they will scare.
You're not kidding.
The child.
But yeah, it's I don't know. And I constantly
so sweet
go back
to watch though.
I constantly
like,
go back to you because I can't imagine doing this with like quarter of the health. If that.
Oof. Oh, we're going there.
If that. And you know, then before you're even like used to the motions, you know, doing it again, and it's crazy to me. I mean, Dennis pretty much said like in the hospital, he was like, "I have a feeling Cecily's gonna be an only child."
You know what? But like, honestly, people are like, "Oh, I really want to give her a brother or sister." Like, that's a nice thought, but like, imagine what it would be like to like just be your parents' pride and joy. It must be a great thing.
It must be lit as fuck.
Yeah, ask Aria. Her parents, she's an only child, and like her mom was an only child, and like it must be grand to just be like, no matter what I do, I cannot disappoint these people because even on my worst day, I'm all they have.
It's so true.
So like, it's not a bad thing.
Hey little girl, what are you doing?
But like, if you're
queen of grunting, I didn't know babies grunt.
It's not grunting; it's like meowing. She's like this tiny.
She's smiling. You know, at night, Denny and I are laying in bed, and she's next to us in the bassinet. And like she starts making noise, and we're just like, "Quiet! If you don't move, she can't hear you." Like she's
like
T-Rex.
Yeah.
And like we literally will go under the blankets, and we're hiding under the blankets, like she could see us or something.
So funny.
We were literally in bed the other night, and I'm like, and she's just like, eh. And I'm like, it's just so weird. There's like another human in our bedroom right now.
And it's weird that there's somebody like sole possession of you to take care of.
And then let me ask you this. Do you have sex in the room with a baby? That's weird.
I never did. I couldn't do it. I had to put them in another room.
What are you supposed to do? Just leave her alone? That's the other thing. Yeah. I'm learning to like the first few weeks, like I'm like, well, I have to pee. What do I do? Like, I didn't feel comfortable leaving her.
You just leave them, but you don't leave them on a changing table. You leave them in a deep dish.
Yeah, in the Dakota
or something.
I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
They can't move unless they, I mean, they
can. I was amputeeing it. I was had her, you know, on my lap and I was one hand in the toilet paper. I know what I was doing. Like, I spilled soda. Dennis went to the shower. Literally, he was with the baby all day. He's like, I'm going to shower. You're going to be okay. I'm like, yeah, of course I'm okay. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Nope, not okay.
Goes to the shower. I spill my soda. I have no idea how to clean it with the baby. I'm crying. I'm like, Dennis. Like, he gets out of the shower. He's like, okay, everything's okay.
Aw, see, he's doing so good, though. Thank God that you have someone so patient, because, like, he could have just fucking lost his mind.
I feel bad, because I feel like I'm not a disappointment, but, like, I don't know. I just had a different...
Maybe you thought that he would have to do less because it would come more naturally.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I'm like, does he look at me different because I'm sucking at this? Like,
you're not sucking at it. It's taking you a little longer to, like, get the hang of it. And sometimes it does.
My, like, bitterness from the C-section, like, it just put me in a spiral down. I don't know.
I would be pissed too. I'd be so pissed.
It just put me just so behind everything, and the recovery was just a lot. And you couldn't mom. I don't know. And I'm so angry about it. And
I know, like, my anger is like rubbing off. I had an episiotomy and I remember the recovery.
I don't even like the name of that.
I know, it was terrible. It's a horrible name. Like, that's the closest I got to like understanding the pain of a C-section.
Look at this face.
I know, so cute though. She's so delicious. She's angelic. Like, you guys have no idea how tiny she is. And she's a month old and she's still so like a newborn.
She's sleepy girl.
What does she weigh? 7?
Yeah, when we went to the doctor,
she weighed 7 pounds at 1 month. You guys, my babies were born at that.
She's a fat girl now. She's a big girl. She's got the appetite to prove it.
No, this baby eats like a metabolized baby. She eats and doesn't grow. It's an amazing thing. God. Maybe she'll keep that killer metabolism. She's got that
calcium metabolism. Yeah, lucky the shit bitch. Out of me. I'm like, did you just eat McDonald's and wake up with a flatter stomach than last night? How is that annoying. Possible? I was like, do you work out last night or just eat fast food? Yeah. You got something to say? No? Okay. That's fine. So having sex, but what if the baby was in her own space in the room? Still weird, right?
No, I don't think I could do it in front of her. It's we just weird. Always put her in another room and like gave her some toys to play with. So we're like, weird. Here, you play with these toys, we'll play with ours, and then we'll see in a little bit.
It's so weird, all these things. Like, it's just stuff you don't think about.
No, yeah. I think that you're doing a really good job though. You seem like the way she holds her, like if you were sucking as bad as you think, you would not want to hold her. You would feel uncomfortable with her. You don't.
Yeah. Well,
you have it good. It's just it's taking a while because I think you're just bitter at how it all happened. And not her. It's just like the way it happened.
It's not your fault, little Cecily girl.
No.
Oh my God.
Watch ahead, Jess.
Sorry, monkey. I'm sorry. Slam on my chest. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just like so happy I got to meet her.
Head rolls over.
Yeah, I was like, but like watch her neck there before it snaps off. So just grab that neck. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. It's just crazy. This is just crazy. It's a crazy transition. And
it's terrifying to know that like it's never going away. It's my cousin said away. This to me. My cousin Lauren was at my three house times. Today,
you pretty much goes, have a baby.
Not only that, she goes, I never want kids. She was like, the job is never done. You don't. You have the kids. Then they go to college. You worry about them in college. Then they have babies of their own. Now you're fucking grandma. Now you got to take care of their kid.
Yeah. She's I like, literally call my mom circle. Today. I'm like, I'm tired, ma'am.
She was like, I'm never having kids. This is why. I was like, no, it's so rewarding though. Like when you do all those things for them, like you're going to throw her first birthday and like mm-hmm. her big moments. It's such a, you just have like these proud moments. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like you're just really proud of yourself. Like something you never thought you could do.
Yeah, it's so true.
You'll get there. She's not doing anything right now. But when she does.
Yeah, she's not. She's moments. Not. She's unimpressive right
yeah,
now.
She's just like fucking there. She breathes and shits.
She's
and
not
eats,
impressing
and
me at
it.
All.
Like, I'm unimpressed, unbothered. When she starts doing something, you'll be like, "Wow!"
Like, when are you
going to
do those things that Skylar does, where she like twirls and then like bows down? Yes. You're like, "That was incredible."
She compares everything to Skylar.
This guy's like, Aunt Jessie, look at me, and then does like the most like okay
360 like weird jump move.
I was like, might give it a 3 out of 10, but entertain me. Good job, good work.
This kid's gonna have to work overtime. Overtime.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the girls to meet her.
I know, they asked the other day, they were when I said I was gonna come drop stuff off and they were with me, they're like, oh, you think we can hold her? And I was like, yeah, I don't think it's gonna be that type of day. I think we're gonna drop the gifts and leave. But I was like, soon when you can. And they're like, they say it all the time, like every time. Jaden more than Skylar, because Jaden never had anyone to pass things down to. But she'll be like, oh my God, this doesn't fit me anymore. We're going to put it in the sessy pile. And I'm like, oh my God. She's like, it's like she thinks she got a little sister.
I was just going to say, like, she has the jewels. Middle.
Yeah.
And it's not really, her life hasn't been the fairest.
No, like, she has Jules, who's a boy. So, like, she's like, yeah, I can play with him, but, like,
and who,
he's
like,
a boy. He doesn't get my stuff.
In and, like, got all of the attention.
Yeah, because he needed it.
Yeah.
And she kind of got left in the middle.
Yeah.
So now she's excited to be a big cousin to like
she's
a baby.
Gonna be, oh my God,
yeah, she's excited. I think her more than Skylar. Like Skylar's like, I did this like 3 times, I've seen so many babies.
Oh,
I'm over
she,
it.
Yeah, no,
but Jaden has never had her moment.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. No, I the video you sent me of her going Cecily,
yeah,
so cute.
She's like, Ceci, we gonna give this to Cecily? And I was like, oh my God, hold on, maybe I have it that I could play it.
Oh my God, it was so cute.
Wait, it'll be in our recent conversations, right? God, when I sent you the video, please have it in here.
I think of a lot of being a new mom too is like finding it. You found it?
Mm-hmm. So I'm making this, and when this is Zedwa, and I'm gonna give this to baby Cecily.
Oh, can I give my that dress God. To
baby Cecily? Who's baby Cecily? Whose baby is that?
Aunt Jessie's, and I'm gonna give it to Aunt Jessie's baby and Cecily.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was so obsessed with her. Every time she talks about something, she's like, I'm going to give this to her.
My heart. Oh, my God. That just melted me.
Yeah.
Sissy girl, can you be cute like that, please? Look at the position she's in right now.
Oh, she's in the fetal.
She's in fetal on my lap. This is definitely a new move.
She's like, I feel like I'm home again.
Oh, my God.
She's so cute.
I have to say, for me, the biggest change has been, like, I finish an episode and I send it to Jess. And then 3 days later, I'll hear from Jess. And I'm like, oh, man, she doesn't have any notes. Things are going great. Like, I'm like, shit, I'm on my game over here with editing.
Nope. And then the notes come 4 days later. And you're like, oh, there she is.
It's
I also have crazy. To say, I got super disappointed because I got a message from a baddie like right before you went to have the baby. And it was like, just wanted to say something about this. I know Jess, and like the way she was sending it was like that she had talked to you recently. And she was like, little baby Alan Rose. And I literally put my phone down and turned to Rachel. I was like, no fucking way. She's naming this baby after me. I was like, holy shit.
He's like, I'm low-key disappointed this baby is not Alan.
Name. I was like, okay, little low-key disappointed.
Little Alan Rose is like, mommy, who did you name me after? Well, here's a picture of this guy dressed as Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, this is our daddy. This is your real daddy.
This is your real daddy. And this is him when he was dressed as Shaggy.
Can you imagine? I fucking can't.
Oh, I actually love Alan Rose, like A-L-L-Y-N.
Yeah.
I actually really like, I'm not against that.
No,
like,
I think it's adorable.
That's on my list, yeah. Dude.
Keep it on there for baby number two.
Yeah.
Okay, like that's happening.
Let's see if I have the moment of like, I don't even remember what it was like.
And then you'll yell at us in the second part too.
Dropping in 10 months, yeah. Baby number two.
Alan Rose.
Alan Rose, I have no choice. Let's go to commercial real quick and we'll come back and we'll talk some more baby talk. Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
BetterHelp, you guys, one of my favorite sponsors. BetterHelp is going to be a personalized online or in-home therapist at your convenience. You guys can start communicating with somebody in under 24 hours. It is not a self-help line. It's professional counseling, and you guys are doing it from the comfort of your own home. I cannot stress enough to not let something interfere with your happiness. You need to reach out to this company.
I'm a big supporter of therapy, and I don't even think I'm comfortable with like going into an office,
yeah,
sitting down, staring at people, like then going into someone's room and sitting on the couch. The fact that I can do this from my own home, I could do it a video chat, I could do it on the phone. Like, I much prefer that. I much prefer a phone call.
Right.
Just someone to talk to.
Go check out their testimonials online that they add to the site daily.
And what's super cool is that the service is available for clients worldwide. So this just isn't something for us here. It's for everybody.
There's over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. So guys, go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. Again, that's betterhelp.com/bad examples, H-E-L-P.
So many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting an additional counselors in all 50 states. Take advantage of this promo, guys. 10% off your first month. BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples.
You guys, it's 1 a.m. You're playing Best Fiends, but you're playing it from your bed, having the time of your life. It is free to download. You're playing Best Fiends with 100 million downloads. So you know how many people are playing this? No doubt that you can go into any place and be like, do you play Best Fiends? And someone in the room is going to be like, favorite game of all time.
Yo, forget the gram, tweeting, TikToks. Tonight, You're playing Best Fiends and you're on the leaderboard.
It's free to download and has literally millions of five-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And there's more levels, events, and challenges added all the time. So play away, because there's always one more level, just like that one more chip.
The one more
that
chip.
That one, just one more chip.
We love Best Fiends. We cannot stop playing. We love all the characters. They're so cute. They're so cuddly.
Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. I'm already on level 347.
No, you're not.
No, I don't stop. Like, my kids go and play, I'm on Best Fiends. But there's always another update, whether it's more levels or more fun games, more fan feedback.
Download Best Fiends for free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the
R,
Best Fiends. Okay, guys, we're back. Like, Trey, how did you... You were so young when you had her.
I say all the time, if I could go back and have my kids at 18, I would.
Eight? What?
Yeah. As I get older, I have less patience. And I feel like I would have bounced back maybe faster.
I'm killing her. The wires.
She's wrapping. Okay. We're good with the wires. Oh, my God.
The wires from all the audio equipment are like wrapping around her. You're okay, baby girl.
I just feel like I have, like, you get tired.
But isn't that you just being a mom and just being over it at this point? Like,
yeah, but like, if I could go back, like, and be closer in age with them and like understand them more and like not be as like separated as I am in age with them, I just feel like, yeah, like I didn't know what I was doing anyway. And it's not like I was in like a financially greater place. I had more money when I was 18. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I almost like would have gone back and done it younger, because I just look at it like I have more time with them. But, you know, I didn't. And all these moms that did it and like didn't go to college, I didn't go to college anyway. Like, I tried it and I didn't even like it. And then I went to beauty school. So like, I could have actually pulled it off, but... you just literally have more patience when you're younger. And I'm on my third baby, I was like, I have zero fucking tolerance left. I'm 30 and I have no tolerance. I'm done.
It's just learning, all of, you could read every book possible.
It's on the job training.
It is really, really,
there's nothing you could read.
It's actually goddamn pointless. Like, don't spend your money on what to
expect.
When it's
like, oh yeah, what to expect, my favorite thing. When I see that at baby showers, I'm like, idiot. What a money pit. Do not fucking buy that book. It doesn't tell you shit about shit.
Like, a lot of what we do is just her personality, too. Yeah. Like, I don't...
I said to my mom, I was like, thank God she's not colic.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
Colic is when they scream 24/7.
Why do they do that?
Gas. When they... It's like the gas is completely bothering their stomach and they can't burp it out. It's like they're physically always uncomfortable, so all they do is scream. And, like... It never ends. And like, I've had friends who had colic babies and they're like, it was the worst experience. Like, you don't understand, all they did, like 20 hours a day was scream.
I didn't have that.
I give moms who had that, dealt with that, it's like another, like a Nobel Peace Prize.
I feel like I got this angel baby because I could not have taken anything.
No, and they give
that.
You what you can take. Like, that's what I said about Aria. I was like, thank God that Ashley got Aria. She was the handpicked perfect child for my friend Ashley. She was exactly what she needed.
I,
and you develop your kid into what you are anyway. Like,
yeah.
You can't tell Ashley is Aria's is mom and like I am Skylar and Jaden's mom.
Oh,
like
for
in
sure.
2 seconds.
For sure.
Because your personality bounces off them, and like Aria is so chill and so cool, and like it's totally how Ashley is. And like, my kids are hyperactive and fucking insane, and that's how I am. And I cannot wait to see I can't wait to see how Sessie is. It's gonna be exactly how Jess is. Like,
so dramatic. Oh, it's so
dramatic. Is
my brother
the
was
word.
Like, I love Cecily so much. What happens when she turns into Jess?
No, right? We should all just say a prayer.
Oh my God, we got this thing for her. If you're a new mom, you have to Google it. It's called the Otteroo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tube that goes around. This sounds horrible. It goes around
her
neck.
No, I've seen it, that they float. I almost got that for my kids so many times, and I just never did.
Loves
it. Must
it.
Be so. Well, you float in the water regardless, so she must love it.
What I feel like she thinks she's like back in the womb, because even if she's playing before the second, she like gets zenned out in there.
Oh yeah,
she's falling asleep in there. The thing's around her neck, and she's just asleep.
No, it's just like a blow up, like a tube for the pool. Really,
it's actually genius, and I'm so, like, whoever thought of it is an actual genius. And I get some moms are like, oh, it's dangerous, but it's not meant for you to like put her in the tub and then like leave her. Yeah.
You just put her in the tub. And
I mean,
let her
I'm
float.
Literally inches from her every time she's in it.
No, it's great. Oh, look at her. She is in heaven right now. Her eyes are rolling back in their head.
But she loves it, and it's so fun to watch her play. And literally, the other day we put her in it, and it was my parents, my brother and sister in law, and then Den's parents, and we're literally all squished in the bathroom just watching her float. She's not doing any tricks. She's not performing. She's just floating, and we're just loving every away. Second of it. Oh my god,
hey sassy girl.
I don't know. I think everybody goes through their own experiences, and there's just no way you can prepare. And I think you just take it day by day. And I think every day I'm feeling better. Man, I had some days. It was just dark.
But you know what? Some people who have like these great moments at home and like they go right into like everything is perfect. And the second something goes wrong, they like don't know how to handle it because they're like, oh, my God, I thought everything was great. And people who have it harder up front end up appreciating like the silent moments more because you're like, it was hard for me in the beginning.
Yeah.
And now that I'm getting a hold of it, it like almost makes you feel like you're getting a grasp of everything.
And I love like watching her little personality come out too.
Yeah,
you
can
know?
See it, right?
Like she's being more vocal and like she's smiling and that's all like stuff
it's so
that.
So weird. I totally forgot what all of this was like.
It's crazy,
nice
right?
to relive it through you again, but then
I'm
be able to give her back.
I'm shocked you want to even be in the room with a baby, to be
no,
honest.
No, no. I love babies and then I love holding them, but I want to return them. I don't want any more of my own.
Oh, hi. Get caught on the wire,
yeah.
please.
No, a second I'm in a room with a baby, I'm like, let me hold her, and I burp her and walk around with her, and I'm like,
bye.
I'll do anything. Yeah, I'm like, I'll take her, and then like 2 hours later, I'll give her back, and that's a great thing.
All right, let's ask the real questions now, because this blows my mind.
Yeah.
Changing her diaper is fine, whatever. It's not a big deal. I learned how to change a diaper. I'm actually pretty good at it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, Denny's teaching me how to do all this stuff because he learned in the hospital and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can't imagine changing like a toddler's diaper. Like, how long do I have to do this for?
All right,
Skylar
so
learned early.
Skylar, no, Jaden learned the earliest because on the job training, she has a big sister. Yeah. She wanted to be on the potty too. Jaden was potty trained at 18 months, and then Skylar was potty trained at her first birth, second birthday.
First birthday, no. Jesus Christ.
At her second birthday was her princess party, and she didn't wear a diaper. I remember vividly. So she was
happy
trained.
Birthday to you.
Yeah. Skylar was trained fully at 2 years old and Jaden was trained fully at 18 months.
Holy moly.
Jaden wears a diaper to bed still because I don't trust like her deep sleep is so deep that I don't want her to pee through.
Yeah.
But like she doesn't wear it during the day. She's in underwear. But Julian is will be 2.5 in November and he's nowhere close. But that's also because I can't physically explain it to him.
How do you
I
know he's nowhere close?
Because he doesn't understand the difference of like he doesn't even know when he's going yet. Like he's just starting in the pool. We let him run around naked sometimes at the pool, like your mom's pool. And like when he has to pee, he'll stop and put his hand in front of it. And I'm like, it's all right, just let it flow. And he like goes and pees in the grass.
Stop it. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So like he's starting to get it. And but he can't tell me yet because me and him don't have that exchange of speaking because he can't speak yet. Like 18 months, Jaden was fully speaking. So he's a year behind.
18 months, she was fully speaking like out of the womb.
No, like full sentences. So. I was able to communicate. If you have to go to the potty, you have to tell me. I can't explain that to him. So it's going to take longer. I would hopefully that he was fully potty trained by like 3.5, 4. But also it's going to be a little delayed.
You're done.
But like it's easy for boys. You put friggin' Cheerios, colored Cheerios, Fruit Loops in the toilet and say, shoot the red one.
You don't think
and
I remember that trick?
Yes.
I'm teaching Cecily that trick.
No, looking crazy. It's way easier to teach boys because they can see it happening. Girls can't see it. You know what I mean?
Look at her gripping the wire. Right?
Yeah, I know. Pinky on the wire. But
she just started pulling my hair.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it's just funny. Like they just start doing things. Like I just know Julian's gonna be a little bit behind on that.
Sure,
only because of the deaf thing.
Yeah, with the deaf thing, you think?
You know that whole thing. But other than that, like yeah, I think people start potty training around 2 years old. So like you have 2 years of changing diapers and then probably 3 years of through the night.
Like, why is a deer born and just gets up and, like, has legs and, like, does deer things?
Yeah, because they're animals and they're thrown into nature. You want to throw the baby into nature, she'll figure it out.
Like Tarzan?
It's like, what's Mowgli? It's like the kid raised by wolves.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it'll be fine.
You want to be raised by wolves, Sessa?
You pretty much will be. Don't worry,
Sessa. Yeah, seriously.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my goodness. What a crazy, crazy... I mean,
let's get remember last year when
I was just having Julian, and then Jess was living her best life, and now I'm swiping on Bumble, and she's rocking the baby while we speak right now.
Oh my god. I'm like, shit, I have to get a sitter now? Like, what is happening?
I told you, I'll babysit. If my mom could watch my kids, I'll watch yours.
Oh my god, that's so nice.
I like babies. I love helping. Go ahead, Alan.
I love, like, this episode in that I remember the very, like, the second episode I edited from y'all was all about just, like, hearing these things about what it's like to be a mom. Mm-hmm. Constantly being like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do that. And hello.
And then added, like, what she thought then and what she's like now.
Trey, like, the first night. Okay, so I know everybody has that, like, first night alone with the baby moment when they're home. Like, this shit is nuts. Like,
when you're in zombie mode and you're so tired, you can't
slept. She's peeing through her clothes. Yep. You don't know where her clothes are. Like, my mom and mother-in-law pretty much did the whole nursery because I was out of commission. And I'm like, where her clothes? Like, where? I don't even know where anything is. She's running around naked. She's pee dripping all over the house because we can't find the diapers. I mean,
incredible.
It's just chaos. I put this in Club Baddie, but the only thing we could find to dress her in was that burrito swaddle. That
I remember you posting that picture and thinking she must have been laundry top to the bottom.
How much shit she has, and all I could find was the burrito swaddle. Amazing. It's amazing. We stick her in the burrito swaddle, and I'm just like, holy shit. You know,
thank God for this.
Man, I'm so honestly, I'm really grateful. She's a really good baby. She's a really good baby.
And she's adorable. And she was born pretty. It was weird.
That little face with those eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Those eyes staring at me.
Who do you think she looks like so far?
All right, so when she's sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't.
Hello. Who do you think you look like? When she's sleeping, I think she's like, I see Dennis sleeping on me and I'm like, this is weird. I have a little girl Dennis on me. When her eyes are open and she's talking, because
they're more brown,
because she's looks like my baby pictures.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, when I'm holding her sometimes, I'm like, I feel like I'm holding you.
I know, my mom says that about Skylar all the time, and she's like, it blew my mind because I didn't think you could like recreate a moment where you were like in awe of your own baby. And she's like, and then I had you, your kids, and then
I have that moment when I look at Skylar, I'm like, damn, you're mini me.
I know,
but I do think she's looking more like Denny every day though.
Yeah, I think she looks out too. She looks a lot like him to me. I mean, she has like your petite features, which is crazy, but like, oh my god, she's grabbing the mic. I can't. But she has his lightness about him. Yeah, he's like fair, and she's giving me that. Like,
what you gotta say?
Hey, mama, sticking your tongue out at me?
My God, the first, like, few days, like, you know, you're writing down, like, what time she eats, what time she poops. I'm like, who's got time for this shit? Like, so it's just crazy. Like, Alan, do you know you have to do that? You're supposed to document every time they shit? Like, no thank
you. Just to make sure that they're consistent.
I'm going to keep that forever.
Here's a tip. The second she doesn't shit, gripe water.
I read about that in my group.
Yeah, it's amazing. She'll shit in seconds.
Okay, can you explain to me, though, why you're documenting every time she shits?
Yeah, because like, she should be shitting a certain amount of times a day, and if not, then something's either wrong with her stomach or she's in pain, and that's another reason why she's crying, because she's not pooping enough.
Okay, so it's just like baby pooped, not like baby pooped was the size of a quarter.
No, but in the beginning, weird, like, it says like black because it's a certain color, and then as it's changing colors, you're like, okay, her stomach is normalizing, and now it's like, okay, she's healthy.
Like Alan, in the hospital, every time they came in, they wheeled in this chart, and they were like, what time did she eat? What time did she poop? Mm-hmm. What time did she pee? Did she pee? Was there poop when she peed? And I'm just like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
like,
they document everything. Yeah.
And then when we got home, they were like, you know, keep doing that. I mean, we're not doing it anymore because now I have a grasp on she went. She's good.
Yeah.
She just shit up her back. She's she's gooch. Mm-hmm. But it was just nuts. Like the stuff that you're just learning and you don't even think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I had no idea. If someone had told me they were documenting while their kid was shitting without you explaining that, I would be like, great, I'm going to make a quick call.
We're not having kids, Rachel.
Oh, my God. Alan, I literally cannot wait for you to go through this. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
We got years yet. So,
Damn it. Since we just found out you're 26.
Boo. I can't believe you're 26. That shit blows my mind.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, Rachel's 27.
That's so even
like,
crazier.
Cecily's going to be like 10 and like
when Skylar's gonna be 21 drinking.
She's gonna be hanging out with your kids and babysitting them, I think.
Yeah,
we've both decided that like we think in maybe 3 years is when we will start like
that's very quick. What do you mean? That's
I like
quick.
That.
Like at that point will have been married for like 2.5 years. There we'll have all of that time. It'll give us time that, like, if we want to go back to school, we have time to, like, go back to school and finish before, like, a baby would be there.
That'd be good timing.
But, of course, like, right now, my parents are already like, when are you giving us grandkids?
Oh, I'm Alan, like, wait until after the wedding.
Yeah.
Literally, probably you're going to say, I do, and then someone's going to roll up to you like,
when
so.
When are you having kids?
Yeah, it never
when
ends
are you having
there.
Kids?
It's I mean, the most annoying thing ever.
I told my parents that we don't want kids so that they quit asking me.
Ooh, oh, that's cold.
Smart move. Smart move.
That's cold, Alan.
Checkmate.
You're their pride and joy.
Yeah, you really are.
Like, and honestly, I've told them, I'm like, look, you've got one kid who's married, and obviously, like, you don't want him to be the one to give you kids, but I'm not going to give them to you either.
Oh, my God. Your poor parents. Oh, my God. Beetle.
Yeah, they've got me in Virginia who has told them that he's not giving them grandkids. They've got one who's a meth head, and then they've got the other one who's in Japan.
Well, I think we could safely say you're the prize.
You are the prize child.
I think the one in Japan is the prize child. Like, he's done exactly what they wanted him to do. So,
well,
they wanted him to go to Japan.
I would be like, don't go to Japan.
They told him, they were like, you should consider the military because it'll pay for your college, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Wow.
And so, like, that's what they wanted for all of us. They were like, if you should consider this, and like, all of us considered it, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna do theater because
because that pays.
Be unemployed during the year 2020.
I'm gonna do theater.
Even I knew not to do
yeah,
theater.
Me too. Same.
I want to go and do production so that in a couple of years, my entire industry is gonna be shut down for 6 months.
Amazing. Are we losing you, Sess?
Oh my goodness. You want to say goodbye to everybody? You want to say goodbye to everybody?
These little thighs.
Come on, why don't you say something? No, you're just going to stare at me with those beady little eyes.
They're not beady, they're like bug eyes. They're so big.
Someone wrote the craziest comment on one of my pictures. I got to find it. Hold on. This describes, if you haven't seen a picture of my daughter, her eyes. And I was like, is that kind of rude to say? But I'm like, I guess that's what she looks like. Hold on.
She has these huge, huge eyes, but it's perfect.
Oh, it's okay. I know.
You're a makeup artist's dream.
You're a makeup artist's dream.
There she is.
There she is. Someone wrote, her eyes are humongous. So I was like, damn.
Okay. Look at that little tush.
Okay. You want to say goodbye? Say bye, baddies.
Oh, good job, Sus.
Okay. Oh, and okay, there's Beetlejuice.
There's Beet,
it's
sure
a, the full
right.
family is mm-hmm. here. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for once again, you know, going through this ride with me, baddies. But next week, it is back to Treyway dating. Thank God. I need
yeah,
it in my
yeah,
life.
Okay, this was...
I am living through Tracy. I am living through everything. Like this, the 2 seconds sometimes I have to actually be on my phone. I'm like, Tracy, please tell me a juicy story. Like, who have you been out with? Like, who are you screwing over? Okay. Yeah.
Who are you screwing over? Send help.
I need to know everything. Oh, like, it gives God. Me life. And it will give you life next Tuesday. Okay, we're going.
See
Bye.
You next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So, see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So, cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.